So we bring the curtain down at the end of what's been the most extraordinary season, but these 2 days always have, to me, a particular appeal with your Countryside Day and then the grand finale. And, you know, you haven't done much with them for years because they are a success.
Well, you're at 16 days of memories in, and whether those are equine memories of Roaring Lion and Sea of Class, or whether that's of the fun of the flower wall or the Ebor Fashion Lawn, or seeing Chris Hughes and those charity race riders raise and be part of raising a record sum for Macmillan Charity Day back in June. So fabulous 16 days, but not quite time for sleepy bye-byes yet. We have got the October finale, and as you said, it's taken its own feel on the Friday Countryside Day, whether that's a chance to shop early in the markets or to have a little bit of a smile as the ducks are herded by those amazing sheepdogs on the track and the weighing room lawn.
In theory,
yeah, we've not lost one yet, but hopefully this won't be the year when we lose a duck. But that's, you know, so that's a nice start to the 2 day meeting. And then Saturday, another big day. We finish with another six figure prize fund in the Coral Sprint Trophy. We've got a six figure race on the Friday as well this year, backed by RaceBet. So wherever you look, the prize money, some 8 million of it in the course of the season. Couple of big days of prize money to go. So lucky to find those winners in the big handicaps, but we're looking forward to it.
And of course it has the Rockingham in it as well, and the Rockingham through the years has often thrown up something to really follow into its three-year-old career.
Yes, I mean the last of the listed races of the season, the Rockingham Stakes, remembers one of the founding figures of racing here on the Naismire, Lord Rockingham. He was twice Prime Minister and Lord Lieutenant of the county, and the man who went to Paris to sign the peace treaty at the end of what the Americans call their War of Independence. So a big cheese in 18th century racing, and very much the Rockingham Stakes, his legacy, part of our finale meeting. We're looking forward to hosting that.
And the Coldstream Guards to bring the curtain down, which has been a tradition as long as I've been involved in York.
Yes, the final race backed by the Coldstream Guards Association. I think this year it'll be the turn of the Corps of Drum to come. So they're a little bit more mobile, but still great entertainers, and add certainly a splash of colour, scarlet in this case, to the final meeting of the season.
Where we will also crown top trainer and top jockey, one of which I suspect was put to bed some time ago, and the other is still very much up for grabs.
Yes, I think Muesli Bank have been celebrating for a while. They head into the final 2 day meeting on 16 winners, effectively 17 if you look at their number of places. So John Gosden has had a fabulous season here. I suspect if it was done on prize money, he would be equally home and hosed, but we do it on numerical count of winners. So it will take some remarkable performance to overhaul Richard Fahey and Team Muesli Bank, and I wouldn't put it past them to actually finish the season with a number that starts with a 2.
And would that be unprecedented?
Absolutely. I mean, the more days racing you have, I guess the bigger the total needs to be. William Haggis quite rightly thought he had a fabulous season last year when he landed the Charles Clincard Trophy with 13, won 3 winners, Muesli Bank at 1-6 already.
And jockey, your guess is as good as mine.
Yes, it will depend on riding plans. Understandably, Paul Hannigan, effectively the stable jockey to Richard Fahey, is pretty handily placed. Frankie Dettori and Oisin Murphy had wonderful Ebor festivals, so they're right up in the mix as well. So we'll, I guess, see where rider commitments take people at what's still a busy time of year in October, but all to play for in that one.
So it's the Friday and Saturday, and all you have to do is go to the homepage of this website, click book, and we look forward to seeing you.